Tell us about your Halloween costumes. We're going to get to a lot more of those later on. But first, we've got to get to Lindsay Rice, DNA Info reporter and producer. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, John?
Good. You've had a crazy night, actually. What did you go do earlier?
I was at Senn High School. Women and Children First had, they sponsored an event that had Samantha Irby and Abby Jacobson, she's well known from Broad City, and she has a really cool new book of illustrations out right now. And actually, the two of them are going to be doing a new TV show. So I went there to check it out and kind of fangirl out a little bit, and it was awesome.
Yeah, you bought like a whole new outfit, right?
Yeah, I did actually go out this afternoon and bought
that's
a whole
amazing
new outfit.
Yes.
Well, that's what we're here to talk about. But was it great, by the way? Was it awesome?
Yeah, it was totally packed. They were hilarious. They had great, banter, and they just, they were exactly as funny as you would expect.
Cool. So we're talking about feral cats. That was not meant to be dismissive. I just had nothing else to say to that. Cool. Moving on. Okay, so first and foremost, this article that you wrote, I mean, we've always had a problem with rats in the city. Mm-hmm. How bad is it now? I mean, it is noticeably worse than it used to be, right?
I think what's happening is as people are doing a lot more renovations, some of these places like the old Children's Memorial Hospital in Lincoln Park, when that was demolished, this is like unearthing this whole thing of rats.
Ugh.
So, which like sounds horrible, but it is.
Yes.
So I think it's just that people are noticing it more now because just of some of the particular construction things that have been going on this year, some big ones. I know up here, the Edgewater Medical Center, I can't even imagine how many rats are probably running around in there somewhere. That's going to be demolished in the next year.
Then it just come out of the woodworks when you destroy a building?
Yeah, pretty much. They have like tunnels and burrows underground. They have like a whole network of their livelihood. When I was talking to Paul Nickerson, who runs the Cats at Work program, which is their feral cats program, he was saying that recently he has seen some examples where, like, people will be driving into their garage and the floor will just crack and they'll fall through because for 20 years they've had a network of rats burrowing underneath their garage. And that just, like, gave me goosebumps when he told me that because I felt like it was, like, a deep corner of someone's nightmare that we were all being like, oh, my God, this is real life.
So people are using...
Yeah.
You know, people use feral cats now. So that's kind of the thing is that we, first of all, as Ezra and I were trying to figure out, what exactly is a feral cat?
Yes.
Well, it's a cat that has never been domesticated. There's like, for example, sometimes if you find a stray cat, that cat might have belonged to somebody, might have grown up in a home or a shelter and, has had interactions with humans. And cats do certain things, and they act certain ways just in order to communicate with people. Whereas a feral cat is someone, or not someone, but something, rather, that has never been domesticated, basically, just like a wild cat.
So where are there reserves of them, or they're running? So when you say they're, like, running out of feral cats, where does one acquire a feral cat?
Well, right now, there's tons of feral cats out on the street.
Okay.
A lot of time, the part of the program is that these are cats that already exist in the environment. So there's no, like, cat reserve out in the suburbs for, like, breaking them in. We're not, like, bussing all the cats in.
Like, going on to Addison, you're like, well, that's where the cats are.
Scoop them
up. A farm of cats in Glencoe. Just bring them into the city.
Pick up a new load.
Load of feral cats. Oh, no, I assume there wasn't a load of them somewhere. But what, I guess what I'm asking is, like, when they say that people are asking for them and they're running out, why don't people just go in the street and try and catch one? That's the dumbest question I've ever had, but I don't quite get how it works.
Yeah, so the cats, so one of the benefits of going through one of the actual programs, which like Paul in Chicago has one as well, is that the cats are through like one of the organizations, one of the animal rescue groups, they'll trap these cats in the alley and then they'll take them back into their shelter and they'll microchip them, they'll give them shots that they need to be healthy, they'll neuter them so that they don't continue to have cats and kittens out on the street, and then they return them back to their original environment.
Hmm.
So that's the goal. Or they place them in a colony in somebody's yard. So when you go to the program, they help to set up a shelter that you keep on your property where they live, and they kind of help you facilitate, just like how to keep them with you.
Right. Do they just stay? Like, I'm amazed that you can put them somewhere and then they won't be just like, meh, bye.
Yeah. I'm a feral cat. Peace.
Yeah.
Back to Glengoe I go.
Well, I mean, some of them do, during the day and even at night, I guess, like, they're out doing their cat thing. It's not like they're, like, hanging out at your house necessarily all the time. But what Paul was saying was, like, you have to really spoil these cats. Like, they're still feral. They're not domestic. So you can't just sit there and, like, expect it to come sit in your lap and you can pet it. But you need to feed them twice a day, like at the same time. He recommends heating pads in the winter.
What?
He basically said, you know, like you just said, these cats can basically go out and do whatever they want.
I want to be a feral cat to be taken over but not have to have any of the domestication side of it.
So we have to bribe these cats to come kill rats.
Yeah, please kill our rats. That's crazy.
He just says, you know, like, you're competing with every other house in the neighborhood, so you have to find a way to entice that cat to keep it coming back to you every night.
Hey, Lindsay, we got to take a quick break. Can you hang on, though? We gotta continue this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll be back with more on 720. More on feral cats on 720 WGN. Okay. Feral cats.
Feral cats.
That was Shantae. There you go. That was good. I don't know if you even intended that, but that was. I'm sure she did. Very impressive. We're talking with Lindsay Rice of DNA Info, talking about feral cats and how there's now a 3-month wait list for them through the Treehouse Humane Society Cats at Work program because of all the rats. Everyone wants their cats, even though they're needy. And Lindsay, it's also really cool that you're very proud of this because these are cats that probably would have been put down, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many cats out on the street, you know, the same with dogs that, you know, when you have groups like Animal Care and Control, taking in so many animals all the time that there's only so long that they can shelter them all. So, a lot of these cats, you know, could potentially have ended up at a kill shelter, not even necessarily Animal Care and Control, but another one where, you know, maybe they might not have been adopted or, And actually, they would not have been because they are feral, so they're not a family cat, like, in that sense. So, just being out in the elements and things like that just kind of gives them an extra boost, you know, a steady food supply, a steady place to call home.
I suggest everyone go to DNAinfo.com to look at the story and to follow Lindsay on Twitter. You're just at Lindsay Rice, right, Lindsay?
Yep.
Mainly because you have to see, did you take this photo or was this a stock image of a feral cat, of the cat?
This is a photo that we already had in our, like, in our system, so I'm not sure if
he's majestic. He's a majestic cat.
Yeah. It looks beautiful. It's from the Humane Society. It's from Treehouse.
Okay.
So, it probably is a real feral cat. It's like a beautiful, majestic wolf version of a cat.
Yeah. And you know what I always notice about when I've seen feral cats? They're so lean. Mm-hmm. Like lean, mean little cat machines.
Rat machines.
There you go, rat
machines. Rat eating machines. An interesting part about this rat problem is also that the Streets and Sands, they're actually dedicating people to the rat problem, right?
Yeah, they have, they're going to have 18 crews that are going to be going through this whole backlog of complaints throughout the city, trying to tackle it down, and get, address all of these. Treehouse, their program for the last, like year, almost 2 years, has been run by pretty much a single person, that being Paul Nickerson. So he actually had surgery a couple months ago, and he was out. And at that time, the wait list got all the way up to 6 months. So now he has, finally this week on Monday, they hired another part-time person to help him. So now they're going through, it's like down to 3 months. They're like going through all the complaints, but it's just so crazy. I mean, people have been so desperate that they've even actually offered him bribes to
really
the front of the line.
They're bribing the cat guy?
Yeah, he said, he was telling me about one restaurant owner who had offered him a couple hundred extra dollars to bump him all the way up to the front of the line because he was about to open his eatery up, and the place had a rat infestation. And he was like, oh, I don't have months to wait for this.
He could buy so many just cats. Just buy some cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
Catch them on your own.
Right.
Put out some milk.
Oh, yeah. Those feral cats would eat them alive.
Yeah.
Betcha.
Lindsay, I know you're a Simpsons fan. Does Paul Nickerson look at all like Crazy Cat Lady or no? Cat Lady?
He acts so much more sane than Crazy Cat Lady. It's like hard to even compare. Yeah. He's a super nice guy who is never, I cannot imagine him having a handful of cats and throwing them at people.
Now I kind of have a funky question, if you can answer this. Mm-hmm. So the feral cats, catching the rats, are they eating them, or are they just kind of killing them, and that's that?
And leaving them there?
Streets and Sands picks them up. Or
that's what those crews are doing. They're just picking up after the feral cats.
Like, there's going to be those piles of dead rats everywhere?
I don't know. I think part of it, or at least a big part of it, is killing for sport.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you do see, like, well, I have seen this, a cat, like in the alley, carrying something in its mouth like a bird,
sure,
or something like that. And they do kill birds as well. But I don't know. I mean, they emphasize in the program that you have to actually feed them like cat food.
Right.
So I don't know if that's just like an extra incentive. I'm sure that they are eating something like mice.
Yeah, we should starve these feral cats so they eat the damn rats.
Oh, no. Then it'll turn into some like Hitchcock movie.
Really?
They're chasing after us.
This is a really good question. I've never known. Do cats actually eat the birds and the rats that they bring to you?
Right.
Because our cats used to do that. We didn't have feral cats. We had domesticated cats. I think they roamed the streets outside, but we fed them a lot. Maybe they were feral cats.
I think they were.
I think they were indoor cats at one point, and then my parents just got sick of them, so they put them outside. But they would like follow me to school, so they had to be somewhat domesticated. So I have no idea. Do they eat things?
I mean, I think they've got to eat some things. I can imagine them eating. Like, I used to live on a farm. I'm pretty sure that we had a cat who ate, like, small mice.
I feel like such an idiot not knowing this answer.
I know, right? You're sitting down at a table with a knife and fork. Like,
I know this is something we could Google, but there's got to be someone out there that's a cat expert that knows if they actually eat them.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Lindsay, is the solution just simply they just need a little bit more time to try and catch up with this demand?
I think so, yeah. As the city continues to try to figure out how to tackle this problem, you know, you have it from the Streets and Sand side. I think what they're just going to keep doing is just keep breaking it down. Eventually, he said he wants to get it so that there's 6 months between the time that, you know, somebody expresses interest in having the cats and that they're finally placed at their house. So hopefully by next year, after the new year, they'll be a lot more caught up, and people will they'll be slinging cats out to anybody who wants them.
shoveling cats out there. You know, I gotta, you know, I wonder if this is gonna like mess up the ecosystem. If now we're gonna have too many feral cats, and then we're gonna need a bigger animal to get rid of the feral cats.
Them cat food and they're gonna hang out on heating pads.
That's how this starts, Esmeralda.
Then we have a world of wonderful, majestic feral cats hanging out.
No, soon there's gonna be too many feral cats. They're gonna be the new rats.
No.
And then we're gonna need something to get the feral cats. Right? Isn't this how this food chain works? I don't even know.
We're going to live in harmony with the feral cats.
Okay. Our overlords. All right, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us, okay?
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Get some sleep, all right?
Okay, I'm going to go snuggle my actual cat.
Not your feral cat, okay.